Kenyans went to the polls today. The election could be the first democratic change of power in the country's history, even though this will be their third president since independence nearly four decades ago. NPR's Jason Beaubien reports from Nairobi that many Kenyans view this election as a fresh start for their struggling nation.
Even before the sun had come up, a line of people snaked along the fence of the Kilimani Primary School in Nairobi.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, sir.
How are you doing?
Fine.
Eric Achoki, the presiding officer at this polling station, directed voters into lines outside classrooms where the actual voting was occurring.
The only thing I want to see you carrying is your ID card and the voter's card. Have them ready.
Inside the classrooms, burlap partitions served as voting booths. Voters dropped their ballots in plastic boxes in the middle of the room, then had their little fingers dipped in ink to thwart attempts at serial voting. Naftali Tagasi says he believes this election will change Kenya for the better. He says the winner is less important than peacefully removing President Moi from power.
It doesn't matter. Whoever wins, we are under democracy. Yeah, and we must agree, if my candidate or the opponent, I think whoever wins, it's a change. Yeah, we want a change.
The refrain of change is the hallmark of this election. Kenyans all across the country say the election is an opportunity to fix their corrupt government. The two main presidential candidates are Mwai Kibaki from the newly formed opposition party NARC and Uhuru Kenyatta running as the ruling KANU party's nominee. By the time the polls closed today, the election appeared to have been run relatively smoothly. There were some delays and glitches and reports of at least one clash between opposing political groups. But there was nothing like the violence during the last two presidential elections here, which left hundreds of people dead. Former Zambian President Kenneth Kaunda is leading a delegation of election monitors from the Carter Center in Atlanta. Kaunda says having peace and stability in Kenya is important for the entire war-torn region of East Africa.
You see Somalia disturbed, the Sudan, Congo. We have these disturbances, and we must avoid creating conditions which will disturb Kenya.
Results of today's election are not expected until tomorrow at the earliest. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Nairobi.